When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A team that had a franchise worst 106 losses a year ago. But yet, we are optimistic about this club.
This is a huge day in Kansas City.
Bobby Witt Jr. signing the biggest contract in Kansas City Royals franchise history.
The move they made this past offseason just shows you that the time to win now.
Bottom line, Bobby Witt Jr.
Gone! A two-home run day for Bobby.
A first-time All-Star this season. A superstar this season.
Somehow, Bobby Witt Jr. gets an out on that play.
Bobby Witt Jr. delivers a go-ahead grand slam. It is a summer surge of legendary proportions. The Royals continue to be relentless. They win an eighth consecutive game.
Highest average with runners in scoring position. It's all the Royals.
Vinny Pasquantino drives in a run. Consecutive game. Unbelievable!
Royals come back from an 8-0 deficit.
We're going to keep it rolling and do something special this year.
You also need those starters to go out and handle business.
Paul Reagans, cold-blooded.
Hey, this guy's a Cy Young candidate.
Yeah, he's got Cy Young stuff.
They have a solid 1-4 mix.
You go, we go, Lugo! Season of incredible achievements for Seth Lugo.
This Royals rotation has been so good.
Good for the Royals. Look what they're doing. They got Lucas Irsay.
Swung on and missed. Strike three. Lights out Lucas. Delivers again.
Paul DeJong is going to the Kansas City Royals.
Paul DeJong delivers again.
The division is still in play.
The Royals have won three straight over the Guardians and move into a first place tie in the American League Central.
Some bad news for Kansas City is Vinny Pasquantino will miss 6 to 8 weeks with a broken right thumb.
This guy was like the glue in the middle of the lineup.
The Royals have yet to win a game since Pasquantino's injury.
Coupling offense that has now scored 9 runs in the last 5 games.
And the Royals have now lost 7 consecutive games.
And the Royals front office went to work. Tommy Pham, Robbie Grossman, Yuli Gurriel.
Bam goes bam. What a win for this Royals offense.
offense.
This is the Royals offense that we've seen all season long, and it's good to see him again.
Bobby Witt Jr. becomes the first shortstop in Major League history to have two 30-30 seasons.
And we can officially say it, first postseason appearance since 2015. That is great.
Go Royals!
We're here now, and we're going to keep going, and we're going to keep grinding, and we're going to enjoy this ride.
And we've made it to playoff baseball here on 96.5 The Fan. If we can correct the mix minus, Drew, I'm hearing myself in my ear, but we're fired up. We're going to work through it here. We're live out at Jefferson's in Lenexa. Going to be out here the next couple days throughout this postseason ride for the Royals, broadcasting till 2 o'clock. Of course, we'll hand things off to Vern for his on-deck show, and then Royals baseball right here on 96.5 The Fan for a first pitch at 3:08. But let's go, man. How can you not be ready to go? It's been 9 years, Cody. 9 years since we had playoff baseball.
Dude, I'm psyched. I mean, you're right. It has been way too long. But, yeah, I woke up this morning. I knew that the Royals had baseball. That matters. And then in addition to that, Gold, like, I find out Vinny Pasquantino's back on the roster. Like, how are you going to tell me I'm not going to be excited? They sent out, a fully produced, edited Sasquatch holding a bat photo to let me know that Vinny was going to be back with this team, too. Because when you go back and listen to that audio, right before Vinny got hurt, they were in a tie for first place with the Guardians. They were doing things. The team was riding an all-time high. And like a lot of teams before the playoffs, or a lot of teams before they go through important things, they had to go through that challenge of, what are we now without one of our best players? And at that time, they had to think they had no chance of getting Vinny back at this stage, and yet here we are. Reagans versus Burns, right, for a playoff match, all three games on the road. So this game feels do or die, even though I know that they'd have another crack tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm excited, man. Actual playoff baseball again.
Love it. It's going to be an awesome day. It's going to be an awesome couple days and hopefully weeks ahead for Royals baseball in Kansas City. And it's all right here on 96.5 The Fan. Here's what we got laid out for you today. As I mentioned, we're at Jefferson's in Lenexa, broadcasting till 2, but who knows how long we're going to be here. Hopefully we're having a celebration later on tonight, taking game number 1. If you want to come on out here, they open the doors at 11 o'clock. You can start to maybe get a spot, get that prime spot for the TVs and everything like that. They've got dollar rally shots. They got $3 Royal Blue refreshers, $12 Miller and Coors buckets. It is going to be a great day here. We'll have everybody from the station stopping by. Also, I think I got a text. You got a text as well from our friend Sean Barber. He's expected to stop by as well. He said, if you tell people I'm coming, he thinks more people are showing up. Okay. All right. Whatever it takes, Sean Barber, everybody's in a good mood today. We hope to see you guys out here for some Royals baseball. But you said it with the Vinny news. I mean, talk about a boost, not just for fans. We're all extra excited because of it. But the team, that clubhouse, there's the real benefit, which is having Vinny Pasquantino in your lineup, what that does for Bobby Witt Jr., what that does for Salvador Perez, and how Corbin Burns can navigate this lineup. It gets that much more challenging with Vinny's bat. Even if you want to tell me his timing is way off, I hope it's not, but let's say it is. It is still a weapon now to have back in the lineup. We're going to talk to J.J. Piccolo here in about 30 minutes, the general manager of the Royals. Basically, like, how the hell did he pull this off?
He injects Sasquatch blood into his stream or something? Like, can you explain to me?
It's amazing, man.
It's less than 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be 6 to 8. He is a full 2 weeks ahead of the early estimate, Gold. The early estimate of his injury. Like, I just want you to, like, I mean, maybe this is because I've been covering the Chiefs for years. Nobody ever comes back early, late, all the time, constantly, pretty much perennially, right? Someone comes back late from an injury. No one's ass gets back before the timeline they actually give. It's always the earliest timeline at best or later. And somehow he's going to hit third for this team today against, I'll be honest, a righty-heavy pitching staff for the Baltimore Orioles, a matchup thing that I think has been underplayed in this series is every single starter the Orioles are going to play are right-handers. The best bullpen arms they have are right-handers. They are a right-handed heavy ballpark. Part of that is because left field is a joke. Well, look, Baltimore plays like as a medium ballpark. It doesn't play as good as Kauffman from a pitcher perspective, but it doesn't play like Houston either. I shouldn't outplay it that way. But in the left field end, that's where sometimes you can take advantage of it. So, I mean, with a righty-heavy pitching staff, and you get Vinny back in the middle of the order? I mean, that times out almost perfect for a team that did not play good in September, but now is getting their boys back together, you know?
It's, I mean, it of course could not have happened at a better time, and I'm sure they're hyped up about it. We'll talk to JJ, as I said, coming up in about 25 minutes or so about that very thing. And then, you know, the rest of the playoff roster, I don't think any other surprises. You know, if you were to guess how it would play out for the wild card round, once you knew Vinny was back in the fold, who would be left out? And we know Alec Marsh, Carlos Hernandez, Robbie Grossman are the three players that are not part of the wild card roster for this round. And, of course, divisional round, things can change and how you lay it out for a five-game series versus a three and eventually a seven-game series versus a five-game series. But that's the playoff roster. Other than that, there's no surprise or anything like that. And, you know, I was keeping an eye on the odds for the game, too, Cody, for today. And you and I were talking off-air before. I mean, to see the Royals, understandably underdogs, but plus 128, they still don't have any pitching or batter props, I should say, for Vinny. Once the lineup officially comes out, maybe they will. I'll be curious to see what that number is for him to hit a home run or to have a hit or multiple hits or
whatever
RBI.
It is, I'm betting it. I don't really care. I'm just letting
to,
you know
you?
I'm betting it, don't, no matter what it is.
Don't you kind of have to? And we see these things happen in baseball all the time, man. The storylines, you know, where all of a sudden a guy is out for a month, he comes back early, and he's the guy that comes up with a huge hit. It just feels right for him to come up with a big hit. I get why the Royals are underdogs in the series. It makes sense. They're the road team. Their offense hasn't been great. They're now getting Vinny back, but there's still a question there. I get that for today. Overall, though, should it be a little bit tighter? I heard Bob talking this morning when I was driving in. I agree that it should be tighter, but I totally get why the Orioles are the favorites in the series. There is a pretty big advantage to being a home team when it's a best of three series. You know, I mean, when you are the Orioles who are going to throw out Corbin Burnes today, if you get game one, then for obvious reasons, the fact that you're in your home ballpark is huge. On the flip side, though, man, if it's something special happens today and Cole Reagans deals the way he has majority of this season and your offense doesn't need five runs but only needs to scratch across two, which is something this offense, even at struggles, is capable of doing, then all of a sudden, you've got the advantage, not just because of a win, but you like your chances with Seth Lugo. You like your chances if it had to get to a game three with Waka. The Royals have the overall starting pitching advantage. The Royals bullpen, Orioles bullpen, it is not a clear advantage to Baltimore. The advantage they have is their lineup, clearly.
Yes. But I don't think that that is a bigger advantage than what the Royals possess in the starting rotation. Like, the single biggest advantage is the rotation differences between these two teams, not the differences between the two offenses. And you got to look these things a little bit different anyway, because now Vinny's back. What would that advantage been between the two offenses for 140 games this year, Gold? The difference between the third best offense and the 14th best offense, not the difference between what it was in September, which is the first best offense and dead last. And so that version of it changes it at least a little bit. And so when you look at it that perspective, well, it doesn't seem like as big of a difference or as big of a swing or as, you know, as big of an advantage for them. Look, it's easy, and I understand this, because in Baltimore they're saying the same thing. Like, look at the lowly Royals. Oh, no. We're shaking.
They're saying, hey, they've been the worst offense for the last month.
Sure.
And that's what's so exciting about Vinny coming back, is because I think here in Kansas City we're saying, all right, well, that was the lineup without Vinny. Even if he himself doesn't come up with hits today, it still changes the rest of the lineup for Kansas City, where we expect Vinny to bat third, Tommy Pham to lead off, Bobby to bat second, Vinny third, Salvi fourth. I mean, that's how we expect this to lay out. That was the lineup, and that was the offense, other than Pham wasn't leading off at that time prior to the injury, but like, that was the offense that allowed them to be successful, to not have the runners in scoring position droughts that we've seen at times. And I still believe, man, I know they lost on Friday and Saturday to the Braves, but they win on Sunday. I still think they actually have momentum heading into this series. Yet they came off a seven-game losing streak, but then they found a way to sweep the Nats. Add in now the juice you just get naturally from having Vinny back in from a morale standpoint and leadership.
Massive,
they
it?
Have momentum heading in. I don't know how you can tell me they don't, you know?
I guess it's still like, and this is what it feels like, the Royals still feel like they're playing with house money. They just got Vinny back and they're like, screw it, let's just throw caution to the wind. The two players I would say it's most important for is what? Bobby Witt Jr., obviously, because we talked about the Mike Trout in, Shohei Ohtani in, whatever the things are that come with a Gold, where you can't be a player of that caliber and not show up big in the postseason and people continue to talk about it. You know, like Mookie Betts has those moments. Show, you know, like you got to have moments if you are that great of a player, which is what we're expecting out of Bobby Witt Jr. today. But I also think it's really big for the pitching staff because Cole Reagans was an unknown a year and a half ago. He was a guy who was taken 30th overall in the MLB draft, who had a pair of Tommy John surgeries, who had not made it really to the big leagues. He gets traded to the Royals, and you're like, oh, last year, like, oh, this guy's pretty good. He goes through a whole year as a number one starter for a playoff team. Okay, maybe this guy's really good. Well, he can take his game to a whole different level. He goes out there and out-duels Corbin Burns, who has largely been considered one of the five best starters in baseball over the last 3 years. You go beat that guy on the mound, you can make a complete name for yourself. And I don't know, he's still a couple years before Cole maybe gets the big money, but, you know, I mean, he can make a big difference. Well,
playoffs are legacy makers and builders, however you want to describe it. And that makes me think about Salvador Perez.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.